In the chaos of combat, when bullets fly and death lingers just a heartbeat away, something remarkable happens. Warriors who face mortality daily often discover an unexpected sanctuary, a spiritual refuge that sustains them through unimaginable trials. Faith becomes not just a comfort, but a tactical advantage, providing clarity in confusion, courage in fear, and meaning in suffering. This phenomenon crosses religious backgrounds, military branches, and combat eras, revealing a profound truth: the most powerful weapon in a warrior's arsenal may be invisible to the naked eye, but unmistakable in its impact. Why does faith flourish in foxholes? Perhaps because when stripped of pretense and facing mortality, we recognize fundamental truths about our existence. As one veteran explained, in combat, you quickly learn what matters and what doesn't. The facade of self-sufficiency crumbles when bullets start flying. These stories reveal how spiritual strength transforms ordinary people into extraordinary warriors, not by eliminating fear, but by providing purpose greater than fear.
Lieutenant Colonel Tim Karcher's unit received an uplifting visit from NFL cheerleaders at their forward operating base in Sadr City. 3 days later, Karcher lost both legs to an IED explosion, yet maintained remarkable composure, even joking with the chaplain, "God promised me eternal life, not eternal legs." Despite his heart stopping during treatment and 2 years of rehabilitation with prostheses, Tim returned to duty through a limited duty program driven by his love for his soldiers. Sergeant First Class Jeremiah Wilberg carried forward his mother's Apache teaching that today is a good day to die, a philosophy about spiritual preparation rather than fatalism. Raised with both Christian and Apache influences, this warrior ethos served him well in combat. During a fierce 2005 firefight in Iraq, he found himself repeating, "Jesus is always with me," gaining deeper understanding of his spiritual foundation. Later, when a streetlight extinguished as they passed beneath it, he recalled his mother's wisdom that the light inside you is brighter than any light, confirming his unique blend of Apache and Christian spirituality that helped him face danger fearlessly. Dr. Anthony Randall's 24-year Army career spans roles as ranger, master parachutist, and chaplain. The shepherd's crook in his office represents his ministry's four pillars: pastor, priest, prophet, and person. His path to chaplaincy emerged unexpectedly after a detached retina ended his airborne career. Initially bitter, he found corporate success until receiving a spiritual calling through his wife's divine message to return as a chaplain. They sold everything for seminary, dropping from six figures to under $20,000 income, yet never struggled financially. God always provided. His impact manifested in profound ways, from helping a special operator find strength in Psalm 31:15 to taking bold action during the Ferguson riots. When his predominantly black gospel service congregation needed worship space, Anthony merged them with his majority white contemporary service, creating a powerful example of faith-based racial reconciliation within the military community. Lieutenant Commanders Christopher and Angela Baker, married aviators sharing the call sign Shake and Bake, experienced prayer's power during combat missions. Chris had a pivotal moment in SIR training when, under intense interrogation pain, his silent prayer brought immediate relief. Both relied on prayer during critical missions: Angie when under fire over Afghanistan or facing engine failure over Japan, Chris during night operations. Once, they unknowingly flew separate missions in the same Afghan airspace, each praying for the other's safety. Combat medic Jessica Harris, known for her emergency composure, finally received her desired Iraq deployment in 2008 after multiple denials. Before departing, she broke down in a Fort McCoy bathroom, overwhelmed by the responsibility of keeping her unit alive. 6 months into deployment, responding to an explosively formed projectile attack, she rushed toward the scene despite visible gunfire. After a brief prayer, she approached the wounded, ignoring orders to stay back. Though initially shaking while reaching for morphine, she felt a sudden divine calm that steadied her hands and allowed her training to take over seamlessly.
Captain Charlie Plum, a Top Gun fighter pilot, was shot down near Hanoi in 1967 after 74 successful combat missions. Imprisoned for 2,103 days, he faced brutal torture but discovered spiritual freedom through secret worship. His deepest struggle was psychological, the guilt of breaking under torture. "I didn't want to go home after the war," he confessed. "I thought I'd go to some other country and change my name." His healing began when Lieutenant Commander Bob Shoemaker diagnosed him with prison disease and prescribed, "Keep the faith, baby." In the Hanoi Hilton, Charlie led clandestine worship services using a concealable cross. The prisoners' hunger strike earned them a Bible for 36 hours, enough time to copy passages onto toilet paper. With fellow POW Danny Glenn, Charlie created secret religious art for three Christmases: a brick dust nativity scene, a toilet paper mosaic tree, and shadow puppet nativity using cigarette light. Through Bob Shoemaker's wisdom, anger does more harm to the vessel it is stored in than on the subject on which it's poured, Charlie learned that forgiveness and faith were essential tools for surviving dehumanizing captivity. Command Sergeant Major Tom Satterley, a Delta Force operator, battled severe PTSD and suicidal thoughts after retirement. With his wife Jen, he founded the All Secure Foundation to help special operators through holistic treatment. Jen observed many warriors had lost their faith, including a young Ranger who felt condemned by his wartime actions. Tom struggled with moral injury from combat operations, where training overtook conscious thought, leaving him feeling monstrous afterward. His recovery required addressing anger and substance abuse before spiritual reconnection. Jen's question, "If Jesus can forgive, why can't you?" helped enable self-forgiveness. Understanding trauma as a treatable brain injury became central to their approach, with prayer serving as their foundation. Jessica Harris's faith journey paralleled these struggles after losing friends in Afghanistan and to suicide. Though initially angry at God, her faith deepened, and she came to view her military service as a great gift. Her belief in eventual reunion with lost comrades now provides solace through continued challenges. For many warriors, the spiritual journey continues after combat. Tom Satterley struggled with holidays, particularly Christmas, due to survivor's guilt and resentment. His healing began when he and his family centered Christmas on Christ, focusing on giving rather than receiving. Their experience shows how faith provides both immediate courage and lasting healing. The Bakers use prayer to recage the gyros, finding orientation through God as their fixed position. As naval aviators, this spiritual compass allowed them to execute missions without fear, trusting their loved ones and fellow warriors to God's care. Tim Karcher's reflection that "Tim David died so I could have life" demonstrates how faith provides a framework for understanding suffering. His belief in God's presence through darkness helped him find purpose despite profound physical losses. These stories reveal how spiritual strength transforms warriors, not by eliminating fear, but by providing purpose beyond it.